Welcome to Ksubas Perek Tes Mishnah Vav, Chapter 9, Mishnah 6. This Mishnah is a continuation of the previous Mishnah. In the previous Mishnah, we saw a situation where the husband makes a Tanai, he makes a stipulation that he will not obligate her to make a Shavua, to swear, to take an oath. And the Mishnah says like this, Halcha mikevar ba'ala. If let's say her husband dies, and immediately after his death, she went lebeis avia, to her husband's home, and she was no longer involved in the property of her husband. Or she went back to her in-law's home, after she went home, she no longer had any involvement with any of the real estate of her deceased husband, then the inheritors are not able any longer to make her make a shvua, to obligate her to have an oath, to clarify anything related to the property, because she's able to rely upon the stipulation that her husband had made, that there would be no more oaths for her or for her or his, or the inheritors, or anyone else, and that stands. Vimnasas apatrapa, let's say she did become in charge, she did oversee, after the death, the properties of her husband. Hayarshin mashpina salasad lavai, then the inheritors can make her swear relating to aspects that are post-mortem, that are after the death, because the deny the stipulation only works for things that were there in the life of her husband. Says the Mishnah, but they cannot make her swear about the past, like we said previously, because of the husband's tonight, because of his condition and stipulation. Let's see Mishnah. Zayin, Mishnah 7, says the Mishnah, a woman that comes to collect the money of the kesuba, and she admits to her husband, and she says, you know, I did already get part of it, you paid part of it, but you still owe me the rest. And the husband says, not true, I paid you for everything. Says the Mishnah, Loisi para, she should not pay the difference, the differential of what her husband is claiming, ela b'shvua, unless she swears. That means we obligate her to take an oath that what she is saying is true. Continues the Mishnah, idecha me'ida shehi parua, if one witness testifies that she already paid up her kesuva, says the Mishnah, now we know in Jewish law you need two witnesses to ascertain a fact, says the Mishnah, Loisi para, ela b'shvua, she only has to pay back, or she can only pay back the amount that she is saying when she makes a shvua and when she takes an oath. If a widow comes and claims money for her ksuba, but she says that she should get it from the nichse yisaimim, the property of the orphans, or she comes to collect the ksuba from property that her husband had already sold, however, she says that the obligation on that property was already hers prior to the sale, or a divorcee that her husband traveled far away, now she's coming to the estate to claim her ksuba, like tiparel b'shvua, in all these cases, the halacha is that she has to take an oath, she has to swear that she's still, that he's still required to pay her, that there's still some money left, and in this situation, once she swears, she's able to get her ksuba. Wishing you a fantastic day and a wonderful upcoming week.